أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today is day number 7 of the blessed month of Ramadan. Officially, we are now at the one quarter of the month period where we've completed one quarter of the fast of this blessed month. We've spent the last 7 days in fasting, in reciting the Quran, in attending the mosques to hear lectures about the Quran and various other topics. And I'm sure we've done our best to purify our hearts and our souls and our minds and to get closer to our Creator in this blessed month. Today we want to share a tradition as we work to get closer to the Quran that comes to us from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And he gives us a number, a quantity of what we should be striving to recite in the minimal. And now obviously this is a number which he is giving, but we shouldn't only look at it at this as being the minimal that we should do and that we suffice ourselves with that. But this should be rather a starting point, a starting block for you and I, and that we actually take off from here and we work towards even a greater recitation of the Quran on a day-to-day basis. And so in this tradition, the sixth Imam says the following. The Quran is the trust of Allah given to His creations. Therefore, it is desirable for every Muslim to look at this trust and to recite a minimum of 50 ayat, 50 verses of the Quran every day. As we see, the sixth Imam calls the Quran the Ahad, or the trust of Allah. It is a trust given to us by our Creator that He has entrusted us with His words, with His speech, with His book of divine guidance for all of humanity. And as the sixth Imam says that it behooves, it is something which each and every believer needs to do, is to look at this trust each and every day. And not only look at it, but recite a minimal of 50 verses. 50 verses in a day. If you look at it from the printed Quran point of view, this is no more than 2 pages. For those who have a fluency in recitation of Quran, maybe 50 verses might take you 6 to 10 minutes, perhaps. Really, time doesn't matter. But it's not a lot of time to recite of the Quran in a 24-hour period. When you do the math and you see that out of our 24-hour day, maybe we spend 18 hours of that awake, at work, at school, having food, running errands, doing our shopping, this and that, to spend 20 minutes, a half an hour, even an hour, let's say, in the day to recite the Quran is not a big amount of time. But it definitely is going to be impacting on our soul. And as the Imam says, and we don't want to burn ourselves out, we don't want to say, I'm going to recite, you know, multiple chapters every day, and then we get to a point where we get so tired and lethargic that we don't want to recite. No, we start off maybe, you know, a page or a half a page a day, and we build up to get to the minimal of 50 verses a day. And if we can hit that 50 verses mark, not only reciting for the sake of reciting, but to recite with reflection, contemplation, with hopefully understanding what we're reciting. But from there, we should be able to leap forward and continue to recite on a day-to-day basis and try to do better each and every single day. Because without a doubt, none of us want to remain stagnant. In our life, we always try to push the limits to do more, to be better, to accomplish more in our time that we have available. So let us also look to the Quran in that same way. Let us not limit only ourselves to 50 verses, but let us use that as a minimal standing, a standard that we are at. And then from there, we ask Allah to give us the ability to recite even much more of His book. And not only recite much more just for the sake of recitation, but to also read and understand and reflect on the verses that we read. And hopefully, whenever we come to a verse which we can implement within our lives, whether it be of the moral teachings, or whether it be of any other sort, that we try our best to implement these verses of the Quran and to not only recite, but to actually reflect and get closer to Allah through a constant recitation of the verses of Allah. May Allah give us all the opportunity in this blessed month of Ramadan to continue to recite His book and to also try to connect to the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt through listening and through reflecting on their statements and their words of wisdom. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.